Hey, 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 welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 86. This episode is brought to you by... Do you want to build a mailing list? What about create a course? What about build a membership? However, you don't want to pay thousands of dollars to do that. You want to do it at a reasonable price. Well, Podia can help. Podia allows you to do all of these things and more for a fraction of what the competitor is asking. Sign up for Podia today and let's get your course created. Let's get your mailing list built and let's get your membership going right now. As entrepreneurs, we all face the battle of finding funds to grow our business and also to pay for daily expenses. That is where Capital One comes in. Capital One will provide you with a business credit card where you can use it to keep all your business expenses in one place and also to build your business credit. Apply today. The link is in the bio. Hey, 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 friends. How are you doing? Oh my goodness. Over here in Florida, we are preparing for Hurricane Ian to come into our shores. It's been quite... You know how it is, whenever you're expecting a natural disaster, you have to get ready, you gotta go shopping, you gotta get some cash at hand, you have to prepare your home, and sometimes, you know, kids' school, and a lot of things to do, in other words. So we've been going around, getting ready, and buying things, organizing things into a reasonable place just in case we have flooding, and that's expected as far as I learned from the newscast. So it's been pretty hectic around here. People are concerned, but at the same time, whenever we are expecting a natural disaster, we are also thinking about our lives, because you never know what might happen, right? I mean, we expect the best, but these things you cannot control. You cannot predict anything. You just have to go with the information that you have, and they do make drastic shifts sometimes. So you think about your life, you think about your purpose, you think about your significance, you think about your legacy, you think about the future in case something were to happen to you. How are your family going to fend, your children, their colleges, their livelihood, and all that? You have to kind of think about that. And then you reflect on your life. You're thinking, have I been doing what I'm supposed to do? Have I been making the impact and the difference that I really want to do? And so many times life get in the way, and we don't often think about those things each and every day, you know? And sometimes we wait too long. We wait until New Year's to make new plans or to take action or to make a decision or to have resolutions, right? That's what people do every beginning of the year. They have resolutions as if the beginning of the year is the only time they can make changes. Well, in this episode, I'm here to talk about the power of 90 days, like a 90-day plan. All right. The power of a 90-day plan. If you really are serious about changing your life, if you really are serious about taking action and really see the result you desire, a 90-day plan is something you might want to start with. It is unimaginable to see how much you can accomplish when you are focused, when you put your mind to it, and when you have a plan and a process to follow. Okay, so I want you to think about what you will be doing in the next 90 days. In the next 90 days, what would you like to accomplish? What would you like to have checked off? You can work on your health. You can work on creating a program. You can work on writing a book. You can work on your social media strategy, your branding. You can work on your relationship. You can work on your parenting. You can work on your cooking. You can work on your needlework. You know, whoever has that in mind to do. I mean, it is endless what you might want to do with that 90 days. Me personally, I want to get a book written in those 90 days. I want to get it checked off. I want to get it done. But it's amazing what can happen when you work like this in a community of people who can encourage you, who can guide you, who can motivate you, who can at least be there for you because they are going through the same thing that you're going through. And we're not talking about anything astronomical. You know, perhaps you want to lose 10 pounds. Perhaps, like I said, you want to write a book. Perhaps you want to cook better meals for your family. Perhaps you might want to maybe date your spouse or your partner, you know, every week. Okay, you plan a date and you do something to really revolutionize your relationship. I mean, it's endless what you might want to do. But when you have a group of people, a community who's doing it with you, it is an amazing thing. So that's why I was thinking of putting up a challenge, a 90-day challenge. 90-day is important to me because I believe in giving people time to really go through and make that transformation, go through and get the result that they desire. Because I'm a mom. I know what it is to be running a business, running a home, dealing with kids, their work and their well-being. And I have three teenagers right now in the house, and they are all in high school and they all have different activities. And that's great. I mean, they can do a lot of things on their own now than previously. They are older now. That's great. But there are a lot of things that I still do. Like cooking. I mean, I try to get them to cooking and they've tried. But yeah, their schedule is crazy. They are involved in so many things and they are taking college classes. But I am still very much a mom that is involved in different ways. Like right now, I'm really working on helping my son with his college applications. And there are quite a few of them and the things that go with that. And also, he might want to play a soccer at college or whatever sport he might be interested in. So we're working on that as well. So there's quite a bit of things that still take a lot of time. I think what I was trying to say is we get lost in our everyday responsibilities or everyday job or our everyday business. And when you are an entrepreneur, there's no set schedule. You are working all the time. And for moms, mom entrepreneurs, we're working whenever we have the chance, whenever we have the time. So imagine if you had a group to plug into to actually help you get that goal done, help you get that book written, help you stay on track of losing the weight, help you stay on track of bettering your relationship, or even getting to know yourself and taking care of yourself. Because so many of us are not getting enough sleep and are not really doing anything to help ourselves. So, I mean, the goal is endless. The goal is whatever you want it to be. But in the next 90 days, you can set up yourself to actually change your life forever. Because you will realize once you've been through this 90-day plan or 90-day project you're trying to accomplish, you will see that you will be more confident. You will be more knowledgeable about who you are in the process that you are following. You will be more equipped mindset-wise and also skill-wise because you have done the work. And when you have done the work, you put yourself in a very, very positive position for you to accomplish the next goal. I believe that to really create a habit, it has to be ongoing. It has to be consistent. 30 days sounds wonderful, but in reality, you need a whole lot more than 30 days for you to really get that habit ingrained into your system, ingrained into the processes that you engage in, because it's all about process, right? Because sometimes we're looking at the results, but when we don't put the process in place for us to ensure that the result will happen, we get lost. And in the process, in this frame of creating that process, you will learn a whole lot of skills that will become part of what you do on a daily basis. And that will enable you to get a lot more things done in the future. So I don't wait until New Year's. Okay, I believe I try to do maybe a major goal every quarter of the year. So I am always constantly reinventing myself, and I always kind of know more or less where I'm going because I have structured it that way. Okay, so this is what I want you to think about. I want you to really think about getting something done before the year is over, getting yourself on track to do incredible things the following year, because you have already started the process. You have already started working on it. You know exactly what to do. You won't be questioning yourself. You won't be thinking, what should I work on? Because you have been doing the work. You will be in a position of power to really take on the new year. Again, I believe in making goals throughout the year, assessing the goals, assessing the plan, assessing the process, and kind of tweaking it as I go along, So this is what I want for you. I mean, I'm thinking about so many things right now. I'm thinking about a show that I watch on Shark Tank, and this lady, within 90 days, she was able to build a brand new business. I mean, she did, it was a children's program. She did the products, and she had their labels, and she had the branding, the color and everything, her designs. And she had like what do you call it? She had a float she designed, and she did so many things, and she had done some pitching to some company. And within 90 days, she had a whole new business that she was in front of the sharks. She was marketing her business. She was looking for a shark. And I'm like, oh my gosh, in 90 days. And all the sharks were so surprised that she was able to pull off so many different parts of the business flawlessly in 90 days. But let me just give you this background that she is a businesswoman. She knows the process. She has been through the process. She has created multi-million dollar companies, which she sold for a lot of money. So she's been there. She knows. She didn't just wake up one day and created a business and it happened to be incredible. No, she has experience in doing this. But I believe you can put yourself in that trajectory as well. You can create something valuable that you can share. And it doesn't necessarily have to be business related. It could be health related. It could be family related. It could be anything you want it to be. Somewhere in your life that you want to grow, you want to do something special, you want to make a difference, you want to set yourself so that you can continue year after year and grow and create something that is impactful to you, to your business, to your family, to your customers, to whoever you want it. So think about, what is it that you want to accomplish in the next 90 days? If I choose to do this challenge that I'm thinking about, definitely we'll be posting it on social media. Definitely we'll be doing a podcast about it. But I think that might be a good way to not only help myself, but help you guys really get something done. And I'm sure once Hurricane Ian is out of the picture, I can I can focus more on what I need to do. So again, I want you to think about, what can you accomplish in the next 90 days? What will make a difference to you personally, or business-wise, or professionally, or relationship-wise? What will actually make a big difference in your life if you were to get that thing done in the next 90 days. So I want you to start contemplating about that. I want you to start writing down what that thing might be and what steps you might want to take to get it done. I want you to start thinking about that, because again, we want to set ourselves up for success later. We don't want to wait until the end of December or beginning of January for us to be thinking about changing our lives. That should be on an ongoing basis, that we evaluate what we're doing and we are taking notes and we are making changes as we go. So what is it that you can do in the next 90 days that can revolutionize your life, that can change your business, that can change your life personally, that can change your relationship, that can change your parenting, that can change anything that you happen to be energized Any problem that you happen to be energized to solve, that you are aching to solve, that you're aching to really impact and make a contribution there. All right, so think about that and keep on top of social media, my social media posts. And like I said, if I feel led to, I will definitely get that challenge going. And then we can actually finish this year strong and enter the new year with a bang. Okay. And I know I don't want to start talking about the new year now, because I feel like every day is a new day. Every day is an opportunity to start. Every day is a new day to create the life we desire. All right. So get to work. Find out what you want to accomplish in the next 90 days. Write as much as you can down. Answer as many questions as you can about it. And then we'll go from there. Okay. So I want you to know that you are unstoppable, and anything you put your mind to, you can achieve. Until next time. Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show and if you learned something, please tell us on our Facebook page, The Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers on our Facebook page. Also, one of the best gifts you can give me is a review at Apple Podcasts. Hop on in there, and I want to hear from you. I mean, it encourages me, and I get so excited when I get a message from you. Thank you so much again for listening. See you next time. Love it very much to connect with you. Please follow us on our Facebook page at The Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or you can join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers to get weekly motivation, inspiration, life tools, and business tools to really empower you to take unstoppable action.